Thank you very much indeed. Hello, I'm Alexander Armstrong, and a very warm welcome to Pointless, the quiz show where obvious answers mean nothing and obscure answers mean everything. Let's meet today's players. Couple number one.
Hello, I'm Darren. This is Kieran. We're friends and work colleagues from Exeter.
Couple number two.
Hi, I'm Rachel. This is my really good friend Sally. We're from Birmingham.
Couple number three.
Hi, I'm Alan, and this is my beautiful wife Diane, and we're from Margate in Kent.
And finally, couple number four.
Hello, I'm Len, and this... I come from Burgess Hill, actually. And this is one of my bright sons. He comes from Essex.
Thank you very much. These, ladies and gentlemen, are today's contestants. We'll find out more about all of you throughout the show as it goes along. That just leaves one more person for me to introduce. He mixes searing insight with questionable eyesight. It's my pointless friend. It's Richard.
Hiya. Hi, everybody. How are you this afternoon?
Can't complain.
Should be a cracking show today. We've only got one returning pair, and that's Rob and Len, isn't it? Who were terrific last time. We didn't see enough of them.
Not nearly enough.
Yeah, they didn't stick around, did they? I think maybe they'll go a lot further on this one. Other than, I worry about round one. But I worry about round one for almost everybody, if I'm honest.
Can't wait to find out what it is. Well, thanks, Richard. All our questions on Pointless have been put to 100 people before the show. Our contestants here need to find the obscure answers those 100 people didn't get. Obviously, everyone's trying to find a pointless answer. This is an answer that none of our 100 people got, and each time that happens, we will add 250 quid to the jackpot. Lucy and Joanna didn't win the jackpot last time, so we add another £1,000 to that. So today's jackpot starts off at £10,250. Right, if everyone's ready, let's play Pointless. OK, in this first round, I'll take an answer from each of you, but there's to be no conferring. And obviously, at the end of the round, the pair with the highest score will be eliminated. OK, our category for the first round today is television. So far, so good. Television. Can you all decide in your pairs who's going to go first, who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, and the question concerns... reality TV shows. There we go. Reality TV shows, Richard.
On each pass, we're going to show you the name of seven people. We need you to tell us the name of the TV reality show or TV talent show they appeared in the year you're going to see as well. It's going to be 14 in all to have a go at home, so very, very best of luck to everybody.
So we are looking for the name of the reality TV or TV talent show these people appeared in the year shown. And here is our first board. We have got Kaggy Dunlop, 2011, Jill Halfpenny, 2004, Danny Foster, 2001, Susan Boyle, 2009, Scott Disick, 2007, Abigail Clancy, 2006, and Sam Atwater, 2011. I'll read all of those names again. Am I saying them all right?
Yeah.
Kaggy Dunlop, 2011. Jill Halfpenny, 2004. Danny Foster, 2001. Susan Boyle, 2009. Scott Disick, 2007. Abigail Clancy, 2006. Sam Atwater, 2011. There we are. Now then, Darren and Kieran, you all drew lots before the show, and today you are going to go first. Oh, Kieran. Wow. Welcome to the show. Great to have you on Pointless. Where are you from, Kieran?
From Exeter.
From Exeter. And what do you do, Kieran?
We work for a large energy corporation.
When you're not doing that, Kieran, what do you like to get up to?
Big rugby fanatic. Played for many years, so about 20-odd years now.
OK. And do you follow a rugby team?
Yeah, Exeter Chiefs. Doing very well.
Very good. Good stuff. OK, now then, what about reality TV shows? Do you find time in your life to...
I wish I did. So I've got one I think might be... So I'm going to go for Susan Boyle and Britain's Got Talent.
Susan Boyle, Subo.
Subo.
And Britain's Got Talent, BGT. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people knew that answer. Susan Boyle, Britain's Got Talent. It's right. 70. There you are. Well done. Good tactics.
Yeah, her version of I Dreamed a Dream, the very first time she sang it, has been viewed over 300 million times now on YouTube.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Thank you very much indeed, Richard. Now then, Sally.
Hello.
Welcome to Pointless. Great to have you here. Remind me where you're from?
I'm from Birmingham.
You're from Birmingham, and you work together, you and Rachel?
We work together at Birmingham City University.
Very good.
We've known each other for about 10 years.
Now then, Sally, are there any answers left on that board you know?
I think it's quite high scoring, but I'm going to go for Jill Halfpenny and Strictly Come Dancing.
Jill Halfpenny, Strictly Come Dancing, says Sally. Let's see if that's right, and if it is, let's see how many people said Strictly for Jill Halfpenny. It's absolutely right. Very well done, Sally. 35, exactly half of Kieran's score. Very well done indeed.
Well done, Sally. She won series two of Strictly, and she's acted in all sorts of things on screen and stage ever since.
Diane, welcome to the show. Lovely to have you here. Where are you from, Diane?
We're from Margate.
From Margate. And what do you do in Margate, Diane?
I'm retired. I was a headmistress of a primary school.
So, what do you like getting up to in your spare time, Diane?
Most of the time, I spend researching for holidies that we go on.
Oh, that's...
I love it.
That's
just
a fantastic...
go all over the world.
Well, a lovely thing to do with your retirement. And what do you make of the, this little lot
the
we've
only
got?
Two I had a clue of were the two that have gone. So, I'm going to think back to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and think back to 2011 Caggy Dunlop.
Caggy Dunlop, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Caggy Dunlop. Is that a shot in the dark?
Oh, the biggest shot in the dark I've ever gone for, yes.
Okay, Caggy Dunlop, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Is that right? If it is, how many people said it? Bad luck, Diane. I don't think that's the last time we'll be hearing that noise this round. But Caggy Dunlop, not I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. That's going to score you the maximum of 100 points. I'm sorry, Richard.
Sorry, Diane, but you've really cheered Len up. That's the good news.
Len, welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Yes, we didn't see nearly enough of you last time, but this time, luckily, you and reality TV shows and all that.
Absolutely. I know both of those on the board. None of the names leap out at me at all. Danny Foster, then, must have been an early winner of Britain's Got Talent.
Danny Foster?
Or the X Factor, that was the one.
I'm going to have to take the first one you've given. You said really? Britain's Got Talent.
OK, that's fine.
Are you happy with that?
I'm just as happy as that as I am with the second one.
Danny Foster?
Thank you very much.
Britain's Got Talent? Oh, please, can that be right? Danny Foster, Britain's Got Talent, back in 2001. Let's see if that's right, and if it is, let's see how many people said it. No, bad luck, Len. Unfortunately, an incorrect answer. That also scores you 100 points. I'm sorry, Len.
Sorry, Len. Let's fill in this board, though. Well, Danny Foster, he was a member of the band Hearsay, who had a million-selling album, million-selling single with Pure and Simple, and they were formed on Popstars. Would have scored you 1 point. That's show business. But very well done if you said that. Now, Caggy Dunlop is from Made in Chelsea.
All right.
Would have scored you 10 points. You know, quite often when we'll have a question and say, name this man, it's Winston Churchill, and some people don't know it, and we just think it's crazy. There are literally 17-year-olds just screaming. They literally could not comprehend that we wouldn't know that Caggy Dunlop was in Made in Chelsea. And they also wouldn't comprehend that we didn't know Scott Disick is in Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yeah? It's Kourtney Kardashian's on-off boyfriend.
All right.
4 points that would have scored. Abby Clancy... she was a contestant on Britain's Next Top Model.
Right, well, there you are.
Would have scored you 8 points. And Sam Atwater, some people at home might have got this, he was a contestant on Dancing on Ice. Dancing on Ice, 13 points.
Thank you very much. Well, let's take a look at those scores. We're halfway through the round. Really, only halfway through this round. Best score of that round. Sally, 35. Very, very well done indeed. Jill Halfpenny, extremely. You should be happy. 35. Yes, Sally and Rachel looking extremely strong at this point. Kieran and Darren on 70. Diane and Alan and Len and Rob all on 100. So, yes, Rob and Alan, it's between the pair of you. We're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please take their places at the podium? OK, we're going to put seven more people on the board, and here they are. We have got Simon Ambrose, 2007, Mark Wright, 2010, Snooki, 2009, Nadia Almada, 2004, Lamar Obika, 2002, Paris Hilton, 2003, and Wagner, 2010. I'll read those all one last time. Simon Ambrose, 2007, Mark Wright, 2010, Snooki, 2009, Nadia Almada, 2004, Lamar Obika, 2002, Paris Hilton, 2003, and Wagner, 2010. Now, remember, we are looking for the TV show or TV talent show that these people appeared in the year in brackets. And obviously, Rob, you're going to try and find the one you think the fewest of our 100 people knew. Rob, welcome back. I'm really sorry that this is what I'm welcoming you back with, but there we are. How are you feeling about that?
Nothing is leaping out at me here. I know one name on there. It's going to be Mark Wright. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Do you know who Mark Wright is?
I've heard the name.
OK, Mark Wright. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Please, can this be right? You're on 100. You are the joint high scorers. Is Mark Wright right?
Thank you for that.
I'm afraid we marked that wrong. I'm so sorry. Rob, I'm afraid that's an incorrect answer. Scores you 100 points. Does see you as our newest members of the 200 Club. So there's a silver lining. There we are.
Sorry, Rob. He was actually on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, but then the year after, because he made his name on this show in 2010 that we're looking for. So it's not a terrible wrong answer.
Alan.
Hi.
A warm welcome to you from Margate. Have you also retired, Alan?
Yes.
And what did you do before you retired?
I used to work for a cross-channel ferry company.
Wow. And were you on the ferries or were you working in the port?
To start with, on the ferries, but then I came ashore afterwards.
Good stuff. And what do you do now? What do you do with your retirement?
I carry suitcases and travel around the world with my wife.
Fantastic. And now then, Alan, the high scorers at this point are Len and Rob on 200. You are 100 points behind them. Do you know any of those names?
No, I don't know any at all. But I'll have a stab at Nadia and say Strictly Come Dancing.
Nadia Almada, Strictly... Oh, sounds like her. That's a Strictly name, isn't it?
It sounds, doesn't it, yeah.
Nadia Almada, of course she dances. There is your red line, lovely and high. Nadia Almada, I would say, just has to be right. Is it right, Strictly Come Dancing, Nadia Almada? How many people said it, if it is? Bad luck, Alan. Another incorrect answer scores you 100 points. Welcome to the 200 Club.
Thank you.
It's going terrifically well.
Oh, isn't it? Yeah. Now then, Rachel. Rachel, I've got great news for you. You are through to the next round. It doesn't matter what you score. However, I think you are going to score properly here. I think you're going to get a correct answer. That's my hunch.
This is really not good for me. There's something at the back of my mind that Paris Hilton did something called My New Best Friend. So, My New Best Friend.
My New Best Friend is the one you're going to say for Paris Hilton in 2003. No red line for you, Rachel, for the good reason that you are already through. But let's see. Paris Hilton, My New Best Friend. Let's see if that's right. No, bad luck. Another 100 falls. 135, your total. But you're through.
That's okay.
It doesn't matter. Richard.
Are we going to get 400 points in this pass, do you think?
Yep.
That'll be quite something. She did do My New BFF, but that was in 2008, a long time after she made her name on this show here. So, again, a good wrong answer.
Now then, Darren, finally. How are you doing, Darren?
You're all right.
You keeping okay?
Very well, thanks.
Yeah, good. Fresh as a daisy. Look at that. What do you like getting up to when you don't work for your energy company, your energy giant down there in Exeter?
Most of my hobbies have gone out the window at the moment because I'm planning to get married this year.
Oh, congratulations.
That's kind of taken over a bit.
Very good. Listen, that jackpot would go very, very handily towards that, wouldn't it?
Definitely, yeah.
And if you're going to make your way there, you're going to have to... actually, no, you're through anyway. What am I talking about? You're through this round. So I won't ask you to take us through the boards. We'll be using that board for the tie break. That's going to be fun. Darren.
It's a shame, because I know them all, I think.
What are you going to go for, then?
As we're already through, I'm going to go with a bit of a gamble. I think it might be right. I'm going to go for Simon Ambrose, The Apprentice.
Simon Ambrose, The Apprentice. That's good. That sounds promising. So, Simon Ambrose, no red line for you. You're already through. But let's see if The Apprentice is right. And let's see how many people said it. Absolutely right. I'd forgotten what this column sounded like. Oh, look at that. Three! Oh, Darren. 73, your total. Very, very well done indeed.
Well, we ended the round strongly, so thank you for that. That's a terrific answer. Yeah, you won the third series of The Apprentice.
Well, now, we are in a tie-break situation. As it is a tie, the tied pairs have to give me one more answer each, and the pair that gets the highest score will be eliminated, but you can at least both confer. OK, now then, Alan and Di, you are going to go first, but you are allowed to confer. Confer at will.
Right, I'm going to go for Wagner and X Factor.
Wagner and X Factor, say Alan and Diane. Now then, Rob and Len, what are you going to go for?
OK, we're going to go... Well, we've had a little conference. And Big Brother and Nadia.
Nadia Almada, Big Brother. So we have Wagner, X Factor, and Nadia Almada, Big Brother. Alan and Diane said X Factor. Let's see if that's right for Wagner. It is right. It is right. Now, how far down is Wagner going to go? 47. OK, and Rob and Len, you have gone Nadia Almada, Big Brother. Let's see if that's right, and if it is, let's see how many people said that. There is your red line. You want to be scoring 46 or less. It's right! Nadia Almada was in Big Brother and has seen you through to the next round. Wow, what about that? 223. Beating 247. Oh,
yeah, everyone suddenly came to life, didn't they?
Yeah.
I about thought we might be here all night. So, two very good answers, actually. Wagner was an X Factor, as you say. Nadia was the Portuguese transsexual who won the fifth series of Big Brother. Mark Wright first made his name on The Only Way is Essex. Would have scored you 37 points. See, that's a big score, isn't it? An awful lot of people know that one. Snooki is from Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore, 10 points. Lamar Obika, 7 top 10 singles. He was on Fame Academy on the BBC, came third. 8 points. And Paris Hilton first made her name on The Simple Life. Would have scored you 1 point. So it's a terrific answer. To anybody who got all 14 of those, well done. Finally.
Finally.
Something you know that nobody else knows. It's very impressive.
There we are. Well, thank you very much indeed, Richard. At the end of that round, our pair who'll be heading home, I'm afraid, is Alan and Diane. High score of 247. I'm so sorry. What a baptism by fire. Whoa. Anyway, listen, the good news is we get to see you again next time. And we'll look forward to that very much indeed. But meantime, thank you so much for playing. Alan and Diane, lovely contestants. But for the remaining three pairs, it's now time for round two. So one pair down, three pairs remain. And those three pairs include Rob and Len. Well done. Well done. Yes. Great to have you here. Well, best of luck to all three pairs. Our category for round two is reality TV. No, it's not. It's Africa. Africa. Can you all decide on your pairs? Who's going to go first? Who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, let's find out what the question is. Here it comes. We gave 100 people 100 seconds to name as many African countries with coastlines on the Atlantic Ocean as they could. Coastlines on the Atlantic Ocean. Richard?
We're looking for any country on the African mainland that has a coastline on the Atlantic Ocean, please. As always, by country, we mean a sovereign state that is a member of the UN in its own right. Very, very best of luck.
OK, now then, Darren. African country with a coastline on the Atlantic Ocean.
I'm going to have a complete guess.
OK.
And I'm going to go for... Algeria.
Algeria, says Darren. OK, Algeria. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many of our 100 people said Algeria. Oh, no, Darren, bad luck. I'm afraid an incorrect answer scores you the maximum of 100 points.
Sorry, Darren, it's on the Mediterranean, Algeria.
Now then, Rachel, how's your African geography?
Not so good. I'm going to have a guess. I'm going to say Equatorial Guinea.
Equatorial Guinea, says Rachel. Equatorial Guinea. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said it. Oh, it is right. Now, I have a feeling this might go a very long way down, Rachel. Very well done. Ooh. Down it goes. Still going. Oh, one! Very, very well done indeed. 1 point for Equatorial Guinea.
Yeah, very, very good answer. About 300 kilometres of coastline on the Atlantic Ocean. If you're going to guess, that is a good guess, isn't it?
OK, there we are. Now then, Len.
Yes.
Len, this is better territory, isn't it?
Well, it's different. I'm going to have a stab at Ghana.
Ghana, says Len. Ghana. Let's see if Ghana's right. Let's see how many people said it. Ghana. Absolutely right, Len. Boy, it's another good answer. Look at that, 11. Very well done. 11 for Ghana.
Well played, Len. Yeah, Ghana. It's a major exporter of cocoa and gold.
Thanks very much, Richard. We're halfway through the round. Let's take a look at the scores as they stand. One, absolutely no question, the best score of that pass. Rachel, Sally looking pretty strong on the back of that. Len and Rob also looking not too shabby there on 11. And I'm afraid Darren and Kieran, long way out in front there on 100. But who knows? Who knows? Anything could happen. It's a tricky round, this one. Best of luck, Kieran, in the next pass. We're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please step up to the podium? OK, then, Rob, we are looking for African countries with a coastline on the Atlantic Ocean.
I'm going to make a guess. Nigeria.
Nigeria. Nigeria. OK, the high scorers on 100 are Kieran and Darren. You're on 11. If you can score 88 or less, you are through to the head-to-head. There's your red line. What do you think, Len?
I think it's got half a chance.
Oh, dear.
OK, well, let's find out. Nigeria, is it right? How many people said it, if it is? Very well done, it is right. You are through to the head-to-head. 22. Brilliant. Takes your total up to 33.
Well done, Rob. Nigeria is a very good answer. It's got 850 kilometres of coastline.
Thank you, Richard. Now then, Sally. How is your geography?
Geography's not bad, but, yeah, I think I'm going to go for... I don't know whether it's on the coastline, but I'm going to go for Gabon.
Gabon.
Gabon, yeah.
Gabon, says Gabon. Sally. Yes. Well, you're on one. The high scorers on 100 are Kieran and Darren. Yeah. There's your red line. Gabon. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said it. It's right! Oh, and you're through to the head-to-head. Another one! You equal Rachel's low score. That's fantastic. Takes your total up to two. Brilliantly played, Sally.
Brilliant from Sally and Rachel, isn't it? Yeah. 2 points is terrific. It's one of the few places in the world you see hippos in the sea off the coast of Gabon.
Really?
Yeah, you see them body surfing. You do, you do.
Kieran.
Yeah?
You haven't even given your answer yet, and I'm afraid you are already way out in front. But nonetheless... Maybe there's a pointless answer out there. You never know. Have you got a good answer?
Well, I think even if Darren had gone first, we might be in the same position, to be honest. So I'm going to hazard a guess at Burkina Faso.
Burkina Faso. OK, well, let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said it. There's no red line for you, as you are already the high scorers. No, bad luck. An incorrect answer scores you the maximum of 100 points, takes your total up to 200. Sorry, Richard.
Yeah, it's landlocked, I'm afraid, Burkina Faso. It's not often we have three teams who join the 200 club in one show.
No.
Is it? That's pretty good. It's just Rachel and Sally left. You're the only ones. There's only one pointless answer in this whole thing. I have to say to anybody who in the last round knew that Snooki was in Jersey Shore and also knows that Mauritania has an Atlantic coast, then very, very well done. I suspect that'll be a very small group of people. That was the only pointless answer. There's a few ones. We've already heard a couple. You could have also had Guinea-Bissau, that would have scored you one, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which we very, very nearly had as a jackpot answer, didn't we, the other day? Mm. Let's take a look at the top three, the ones that most of our 100 people said. Morocco, of course, with 21 points. A lot of British holidaymakers go there. Nigeria, we've already heard, with 22. So right at the top of the shop, South Africa on 37.
Thanks very much indeed, Richard. So, Kieran and Darren, I'm afraid that means you are the pair we say goodbye to at the end of this round. High score of 200. That was a tough round. Very tough. Anyway, never mind. We will see you again next time. We'll look forward to that very much indeed. Thanks so much indeed. Kieran, Darren, great contestants. But for the remaining two pairs, it's now time for our head-to-head. Congratulations, Rachel and Sally, Rob and Len. You are now only one round away from the final and a chance to play for our jackpot, which currently stands at £10,250. So to decide who gets to play for that money in the pointless final, you are now going to go head-to-head. This time you are allowed to confer. The first pair to win two questions will be playing for the jackpot. Best of luck to both pairs. Let's play the head-to-head. OK, here comes your first question, and it concerns Monopoly spaces. Monopoly spaces, Richard.
We're going to show you five visual clues now, which will lead you to one of the individual coloured property spaces on a Monopoly board. Can you find the most obscure of those spaces? Good luck.
OK, let's reveal our visual clues, and here they are. We have got A, B, C, D, and E. OK, there you go. Five visual clues to property spaces on the Monopoly board. Now then, Rachel and Sally, you've played best throughout the show so far, so you get to go first.
OK. I think, because we haven't got much of a clue about A, B, C or D, we'd like to go for E, and we'll say Vine Street.
Vine Street. OK, Vine Street, say Rachel and Sally. Rob and Len, talk us through all of them. Fill them all in.
I'll take them. We think the first one is Trafalgar Square. We agree that E is Vine Street.
And I think that the picture of the gentleman in B, I'd just rather fancy him, I think. But I've no idea who it is. Okay.
Well, so we will go for A then, Trafalgar Square.
Trafalgar Square. So we have Trafalgar Square and we have Vine Street. Rachel and Sally went with Vine Street. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said Vine Street. Absolutely right. Very well done. 18 for Vine Street. Trafalgar Square, say Rob and Len. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said that. Is it going to beat 18? Oh, it's going to be close. Oh, 25. 25, very well done, Rachel and Sally. After one question, you are up 1-0. Richard.
And the gentleman you fancy, Len, is the Prince Regent.
Ah.
Would have been Regent Street.
Regent Street.
Yeah, would have scored you 5 points, so it would have been a terrific answer. C.
Bow Street.
Bow Street, absolutely right, it's just a bow. Would have scored 32 points. And D, if you know where that is, you'll get the answer.
Dreaming Spires Lane.
Your correct answer is Oxford. So it's Oxford Street. And that would have scored you 12 points. Tough, those ones, weren't they?
Yeah. Fun. Thanks very much indeed, Richard. Here comes your second question. This is the one you have to win, Rob and Len, to stay in the game. It concerns Best Actor Oscar winners. Best Actor Oscar winners, Richard.
I'm going to show you the names now of five people who've won the Oscar for Best Actor, but we've missed out alternate letters of their names. Can you fill them in and choose the most obscure?
OK, thanks very much. Let's reveal our Best Actor Oscar winners with missing alternate letters, and here they are. Blank E, blank Z, blank L, blank A, blank H, blank N, blank T, blank N, blank O, blank E, blank T, blank H, blank T, blank K, blank R, blank U, blank T, blank N, blank O, blank F, blank A, blank, blank I, blank H, blank E, blank, D, blank U, blank L, blank S, and blank E, blank N, blank E, blank N. I'll read those again without the blanks. EZL, AHNTN, OET, HTKR, UTN, OFA, IHE, DULS, and ENEN. Phew. There we are. Now then, Robin, then you go first this time.
Okay. We struggled up from the bottom, and until we get to the top, we're in trouble. So, Denzel Washington.
Okay, you're going to go for Denzel Washington at the top there. Now then, Rachel and Sally, the board is yours. Talk us through it.
You've taken our answer, actually. Thank you. I have no idea what the others are. The rest might just as well be hieroglyphics, actually, to be honest. But I'm thinking Robert somebody for the second one. But Do you know?
No. Robert Whittaker, the second one.
Robert
really don't know.
Whittaker. Say Rachel and Sally. Robert Whittaker. So we have Denzel Washington and we have Robert Whittaker. Denzel Washington, say Robin then. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many of our 100 said Denzel Washington. It's right. 30. Now, Rachel and Sally have taken a massive punt here. Robert Whittaker, it fits. Is it right, though? If it is right, it has every chance of beating Denzel Washington. Anyway, that's for sure. Robert Whittaker, is it right? How many people said it, if it is? Bad luck, Rachel and Sally. Very well done, Rob and Len. That wins you the point. After two questions, it is one all.
Yes, the Whittaker is obviously right, but it's the guy who won for Last King of Scotland, Forrest Whittaker. Was the answer. If you said that at home, you would have just scored 6 points. The others will all be familiar to you. Zahn, did you want to have a go at these?
Dustin Hoffman
is the next one down. Scored 11. Next one?
Michael Douglas.
Yeah, absolutely right. 15. And the last one?
Sean Penn.
Absolutely perfect.
Oh, you were nearly
points.
There with Gene, then. Anyway, here is your... That was really good. Very tough. Here comes your third question. This is the decider. Whoever wins this goes through to the final and plays for that massive jackpot. Best of luck to both pairs. Your third question concerns Tony Blair. Tony Blair, Richard.
Yeah, quite simply, 5 clues to facts about Tony Blair. The most obscure one is going to get you through to that jackpot round. So best of luck, both teams.
OK, let's reveal our 5 clues to Tony Blair. And here they are. The city of his birth, his wife's name, his parliamentary constituency, the university he attended, and the number of general elections he won. I'll read those all one last time. The city of his birth, his wife's name, his parliamentary constituency, the university he attended, and the number of general elections he won. 5 clues to facts about Tony Blair. Rachel and Sally, you go first.
Okay, we're going to risk. The number of general elections he won was 3.
The number of general elections he won, 3, say Rachel and Sally. Rob and Len, talk us through the board.
Right, I think he might have been born somewhere north of Hadrian's Wall, actually.
His wife's name is Sherry.
His wife's name, we think, is Sherry. His parliamentary constituency, I can't remember. Edinburgh University?
Don't know. And did he win 2 or 3 elections?
And maybe we think he won 2 elections.
Do you think he won 2?
But I think we go for his wife's name. Cherie or Sherry? Cherie.
You're going to go for Cherie. The name of his wife, Cherie. So we have 3 versus Cherie. Rachel and Sally said he won 3 elections. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said it. Absolutely right. Rob, now hang on. You're shaking hands already.
Well,
you're conceding this.
Somebody's won.
Well, it's not a foregone conclusion. We don't even know if that is the name of his wife. Let's find out. Cherie, say Rob and Len. Cherie, is that right? How many people said Cherie? It's right. Oh yeah, there we go. Very, very well done indeed. Rachel and Sally, after 3 questions, you're through to the final 2-1. Very well done.
Yeah, terrific head-to-head there. There's a couple of answers that could have seen you into the final. You said Edinburgh for one of the answers. You said it for the university you attended. That was wrong. It was Oxford.
Yeah.
Would have scored you 18 points. But you said he was born north of Hadrian's Wall. You're absolutely right. He was born in Edinburgh.
Would have said that.
And that would have scored you 10 points. Would have seen you through. And his parliamentary constituency?
Sedgefield,
absolutely right. Best answer up there, 6 points.
Ooh, thanks, Richard. So the pair leaving us at the end of the head-to-head round, I'm afraid to say it's Rob and Len. Len, you knew Edinburgh.
I almost said Edinburgh, yeah.
Anyway, well,
I really
listen,
meant
Rob
to say Edinburgh.
And Len, you've done so well. It's been just a joy having you on both shows. Thank you both so much for playing. Rob and Len, excellent contestants. Thank you. But for Rachel and Sally, it's now time for our pointless final. Congratulations, Rachel and Sally. You've beaten off all the competition and you have won our coveted pointless trophy. So very well done indeed. You now have a chance to win our pointless jackpot. And at the end of today's show, the jackpot stands at £10,250. You've done so well. Your first appearance on Pointless, straight through. We had one. We had one glitch, which was the Paris Hilton answer. Yeah, well. But that was right. It was right. It was sort of right. She had been in that show. It just wasn't the first one she'd been on. But apart from that, the African country with an Atlantic coastline, very impressive.
We'd learnt three countries each. Africa, and we just guessed.
Really?
How lucky was that?
Okay, so what have you prepared for this last round? What do you hope is going to come up?
Oh, I would really like to see rock music come up, specifically AC/DC. I think I'd be pretty good at that.
Okay, Sally?
I think food and drink or cookery or chefs or something like that.
Okay, all right. Well, very, very best of luck. You've done so well so far. Okay, to win that money, all you have to do is find a pointless answer. Firstly, you have to choose a category, and you have five options to choose from. They are prize winners, British musicians, film writers, Paralympians, thriller writers.
The one that's jumping out is British musicians.
British musicians for me,
I think
definitely.
Thriller writers, that's a big no-no.
Yeah. Should we go for British musicians, please?
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Here it comes. We gave 100 people 100 seconds to name as many Damon Albarn singles as they could. Damon Albarn singles. Richard.
We are looking for any top 40 single by any band that Damon Albarn has been in. That's Blur, Gorillaz and The Good, The Bad and The Queen up to September 2012, please. So any top 40 single by any band that Damon Albarn has been in. Very, very best of luck. Double A sides. We will count both songs as separate answers.
OK, thanks very much, Richard. You now have up to 1 minute to come up with three answers, and all you need to win that £10,250 is for just one of those answers to be pointless. Are you ready?
Yes. We are. Yeah.
OK, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. There they are. Your time starts now.
OK.
I can think of Dare.
Dare. That's good. Yeah. Song 2 comes to my mind, but that might be quite high.
Yeah.
Park Life, but that might be quite high.
Boys and Girls.
That might be quite high.
Quite hard. What are the bands we're seeing?
I don't really know any Gorillaz songs.
Gorillaz was there.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Blur, are the Blur songs?
It's not my kind of music.
Did it do one called Coffee and something? Coffee and
Tea?
Something like that.
Never heard of that one.
Milk, Coffee and Milk. I think they did one called Coffee and Milk or something like that.
Okay. I think about that. I'm just trying to think of other collaborations that he's been.
Is it Coffee and TV? I think it was.
Okay.
I think. Try that. We could risk
10
that.
10 seconds left.
Okay. We'll risk Coffee and TV.
Should we go Dare?
Dare and Song 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it, yeah.
With time on the clock. You have reached your decision. Very, very good indeed. Now, we're looking for Damon Albarn singles. Okay. I now need your three answers.
Coffee and TV.
Coffee and TV. I love the way you got that. You said coffee and something. You said coffee and tea. Coffee and TV. Very well done. Coffee and TV. So,
Song 2.
Song 2.
And Dare.
And Dare.
Dare.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay, of those three, which do you think is your best shot?
Dare.
Dare. Okay, we'll pop that last. Now, which is your least likely?
Probably Song 2.
Okay, let's put those up on the board in that order. And here they are. Song 2, Coffee and TV, and Dare. Okay, so we were looking for Damon Albarn singles. Song 2, you said, was your least confident shot at a pointless answer. Remember, only one of these has to be pointless. Only one of them for you to win that jackpot of £10,250. So let's see. Song 2, is it right? How many people said it? Is it pointless? Well, it's right. It was a massive selling single, this one, wasn't it? Well, down it goes, still going down through the 30s, through the 20s, into the teens, not quite into single figures. 10.
Okay. I didn't think so.
10. Not pointless, unfortunately. £10,250. Now, that's a proper jackpot. What would you do with that, Rachel?
I want to get a new Border Terrier puppy. So I've already got one Border Terrier. I love dogs, so I'm going to get another one. But probably go on a nice skiing holiday as well.
Excellent. Sally?
I put it towards a trip to Australia, because I'd like to run the Melbourne Marathon. because I run.
Do you run marathons?
I do. I did my first one last year, so that was really.
And you're itching to do it again.
I'm doing Venice actually in October, wow. but I'd love to go to Melbourne and do Australia, and that would be a fantastic brilliant. Amount of money to do it with.
Well, very, very best of luck. Two great answers waiting. Let's hope at least one of those is pointless. We're looking for Damon Albarn singles. Let's hope nobody said your next answer: coffee and TV. Oh, I have such a good feeling about this. Just the way you got that. Okay, this has to be pointless for you to win the jackpot. For £10,250, let's see how many people said coffee and TV. It's right. Now then, song two took us all the way down to 10. Coffee and TV is taking us down through the 30s, down through the teens. If this stops at zero, you leave here with £10,250.
Oh,
three. Great song. Three people remembered it.
Oh, she was one of them.
Okay, you only have one more chance to win today's jackpot. Everything's riding on Dare. Fantastic song. To win that jackpot, it has to be pointless. So for £10,250, let's find out, is Dare a pointless answer? It's right. Well, your first answer, song two, took us down to 10. Then coffee and TV took us down to 3. Where is Dare going to finish up? Down it goes, still going. Oh, 4! No! Oh, I'm so sorry. 3 fantastic answers there. It was all going in the right direction as well. I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, you didn't manage to find that vital, pointless answer, so I'm afraid you don't win today's jackpot of £10,250. That will roll over onto the next show, but we really loved having you on the show, so thank you both so much for playing. And you do, of course, get to take home the pointless trophy, so very well done.
Yeah, you made a very good account of yourself there. I know this would be a perfect category for some people at home, so let's take a look through the pointless answers. The first page here is a couple of Gorillaz' top 10 singles, 19, 2000 and Dirty Harry. Crazy Beat was a Blur single from Think Tank. 3 more Blur singles here, End of a Century, Good Song and Music is My Radar. There's loads more Blur songs as well. Pop Scene was a pointless answer. M.O.R., For Tomorrow, Chemical World, Bang, Sunday Sunday, all of those pointless. No Distance Left to Run was a pointless answer. Out of Time, I think it's their best single, Out of Time, that was a pointless answer. And another Gorillaz track at the bottom there, Rock the House. So very well done to any Damon Albarn fans who got a pointless answer there. And very unlucky, but 3 good answers.
Well, unfortunately, we have to say goodbye to you, Rachel and Sally, but it's been wonderful having you on the show. Thank you both so much for playing. Rachel and Sally, really very well done indeed. Well, Rachel and Sally didn't win our jackpot today, which means it rolls over onto the next show when we will be playing for £11,250. Join us then to see if someone can win it. Meanwhile, it's goodbye from Richard.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me. Goodbye.